A checklist and summary of laws relevant to Yom Kippur. The following list of reminders will remain extremely concise in its content in order to cover as much as possible within the time strains of this lesson, and to serve as reminders of the subjects for which further details need to be studied prior to Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, or starting several days prior to Erev Yom Kippur, we perform the minhag of kaparis, either using a chicken for each family member, or if difficult to achieve, then using one male and one female chicken for all family members, and if difficult to achieve, or the organizers of the kaparis are not properly following halacha in how they are doing their business, or in the shechita, or in tzar balei chayim, then one can resort to using another live animal such as a fish, or if necessary, to use money. One is to remember to purchase a number of 24-hour candles on behalf of Yom Kippur, which will be used for the following. Married men are accustomed to light a 24-hour candle in shul. Another 24-hour candle should be lit at home for Avdalah. Those who have a yahrzeit, or even those who have a parent who has passed away, are to also light a yizkor candle prior to Yom Kippur. This applies even according to Chabad custom. In Shachris, on Erev Yom Kippur, we omit saying Tachanun, we omit Avinu Malkeinu, we omit Mizmor L'Soida. It is customary to ask someone for lekach, for honey cake or honey cookies on Erev Yom Kippur. Usually this is done by the Gabbai of the Shul. In absence of the Gabbai doing so, you can simply ask a friend or family member. One must ask for forgiveness from people that he hurt, at the very least before the start of Yom Kippur. The custom of this is not simply to ask random individuals for forgiveness, but people who you've actually have possibly hurt and offended, and there's reason to ask forgiveness from them. There is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and one is to eat more than usual, more than a normal day's worth of food should be eaten on Erev Yom Kippur for the mitzvah. For breakfast, we wash and eat fish and dairy, and we dip the bread in honey as opposed to salt. This does not mean that we eat fish and dairy together, but simply that it is customary to serve fish during the meal. The following foods are avoided throughout the day of Erev Yom Kippur. Men avoid eating eggs and avoid eating garlic. Men and women should avoid eating meat of an animal. We likewise avoid eating sesame, such as tchina and chalva. In the morning, we eat dairy, but in the afternoon, dairy should be avoided. It is customary to eat kreplach on Erev Yom Kippur. Men receive malchus after midday before going to mikveh. Dipping in the mikveh is performed after malchus prior to mincha. So the order is Malkus, Mikvah, Mincha. Prior to immersion in the Mikvah, one should make sure that he has no chatzitzas on his body, and is to cut the nails of the feet and hand and to remove any knots from the hair. It is likewise customary for married women to go to Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, when applicable. Mincha is customarily davened in the early afternoon. It's a custom of the Baal Shem Tov to place charity onto plates in shul before Mincha. And likewise, we have the tables of the house and of the shul covered by the Shabbos tablecloth already by mincha time. Men are to read the Haftarah of Yom Kippur already on Erev Yom Kippur in the form of Shnai Mikra. By the Sudas HaMafsekes, we dip bread in honey as opposed to salt. We avoid eating dairy. Some are accustomed to avoid eating fish, and one should avoid eating any spicy foods or any salty foods. When reciting Birchas HaMazon by the Sudas HaMafsekes, one should stipulate in his mind or verbally that he does not intend to accept the fast until the time of candle lighting arrives or until sunset. On Erev Yom Kippur, it is customary to perform Birchas Habanim, which fathers, mothers, and grandparents bless their next of kin and grandchildren for the coming year. Those who may need to break their fast, such as pregnant women and those who are sick, should already prepare the shiurim of eating and drinking before Yom Kippur, just in case they have a medical emergency. Thus, one is to fill half a single cheek with liquid and pour it into a cup and mark that area of the cup for the shear, and drinking less than that amount every 9 minutes is the shear, while one should prepare a matchbox for the shear of food. In addition to Hadlakas Neres of Yom Kippur and the candle lit in shul by a married man, as well as the 24-hour candle lit for Havdalah, as well as the candle lit for Yizkor, one is to also leave a light on in a couple's bedroom. And for this purpose, leaving an electric light on suffices. You don't have to light a candle, and it is not advised to do so due to a fire hazard. Prior to candle lighting, and for men prior to Shkia, the leather shoes are to be removed, and one should wear Yom Kippur appropriate footwear. By candlelighting, we recite the blessing L'hadlik ner shel Yom HaKippurim, as well as the Baruch of Shechianu if it is a woman lighting. Women who say the blessed Shechianu by candlelighting do not repeat it later on in shul during the prayer. Men wear a white kittel and likewise put on their talus with a bracha before shkia. And regarding vidui, in addition to vidui that we recite after mincha by the end of Shemini Esrei, one is to also recite vidui as the night of Yom Kippur approaches, which is during Bein Hashmashos after sunset. One should open up the siddur and recite vidui during that time. This applies to both men and women. Prior to Kol Nidre, we recite a number of Kapitlach of Tehillim in the custom tradition of the Baal Shem Tov, and therefore one should arrive to shul sometime before the start of Kol Nidre in order to say it. General laws that apply on Yom Kippur itself. On Yom Kippur, there are 5 biblical laws of oppression that apply, which is not to eat and drink, not to bathe, not to anoint, not to wear leather shoes, and not to have marital intimacy. Thus, no food or drink may enter into the mouth, one may not even rinse out his mouth, even if his intent is to spit it out. One may not place liquid on one's body for bathing purposes, unless it's for the purpose of removing a specific piece of dirt that's on his body, or washing hands in the morning after sleep, in which case one may wash until the knuckles, or one is after using the bathroom and he either got his hands dirty in the process or is prior to a prayer, in which case one may likewise wash up until the knuckles. Oils, lotions, perfumes, etc. may not be placed on the body on Yom Kippur, including deodorant, due to the anointing prohibition. All footwear that contains any leather may not be worn on Yom Kippur. And couples may not engage in marital relations and therefore must keep harchakis, the distances during the times of Nida, throughout the day of Yom Kippur, even if indeed the wife is in a state of purity. This includes separating beds, not passing things to each other directly, etc., etc. On Yom Kippur, it is customary to recite Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei aloud. After the completion of the Ma'ariv prayer, it is customary to recite the entire book of Tehillim. When going to sleep, men should be particular not to fully cover their feet upon sleeping. When we wake up in the morning on Yom Kippur day, we wash our hands until the knuckles. We avoid saying Sha'asili Kol Tzarki until the next day, and therefore one should be careful to recite brachas with special concentration to make sure to skip this blessing from the normal order. We begin Ne'ilah slightly before sunset, and we leave the Aron open throughout Ne'ilah and recite Avinu Malkeinu. And the order at the end of the Ne'ilah is as follows. The Chabad custom is to sing the Napoleon's March in middle of Kaddish, which is then followed by a single blowing of the Shofar, which min hadin may be blown even prior to Tzeisa Kichavim, and is then followed with the remaining of Kaddish with saying La'ela U'La'ela. After the conclusion of the Ne'ilah, we recite the final 9 remaining chapters of Tehillim from the tradition custom of the Baal Shem Tov. On Matzah Yom Kippur, men are to put on a hat and wear their talus over their shoulder for the recital of Ma'ariv. After Ma'ariv, one is to wash his hands fully, being that we're only able to wash them until the knuckles during the day. It is customary to wish each other a good yantif. After the conclusion of Ma'ariv, before leaving shul, we switch shoes and we wash our face and we recite Kiddush Levana. There is no need to eat and break the fast prior to Kiddush Levana if you do not wish to do so. Yet, everyone before they eat must first recite Havdalah using a flame that has been lit throughout the entire Yom Kippur, for which we lit a 24-hour candle for this purpose. After Havdalah, one should eat a festive meal, wash on bread, and dip the bread in honey as opposed to salt. And on Matzah Yom Kippur, one should already begin building, or at least talking about building, the sukkah. The day after Yom Kippur is known as God's name, and it's written that's one of the days that one should wake up early. And from that day until the end of Tishrei, we do not recite Tachanun. The above is a short reminder checklist of laws and customs associated with Yom Kippur. To get the full details of the halachas and minhagim, please refer to our website or to the corresponding sefer that we published, the laws of Yom Kippur, in each of its corresponding chapters.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.